الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. Continuing with the same long hadith narrated by Sayyidina Al-Hassan from his father Sayyidina Ali رضي الله تعالى عنهما ورضي الله تعالى عنهما وكرم الله وجوههما وعليهما السلام. This is also something to say alayhi salam for the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not like a shi'ar of the Shia, although they insist on saying it and they don't say radiyallahu anhu after the name of the ashab, but it's also a practice of many of our Sunni ulama as well. The difference between Shia and Sunni has nothing to do with who loves the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than the other. This is something, it's a misconception. If anybody doesn't love the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they love their own family, at least in their heart, you know, you don't have to spend money on them. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade it in some sense. But in your heart, if you don't love his family more than you love yourself, it's like a part of your iman is deficient. It's disabled. It's hobbled. So he narrates, continuing with the narration, فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ قَالَ فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ سِيرَتِي هِي فِي جُلَسَائِهِ alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina al-Hassan asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the way he used to be with his julasa, with those who sat with him, his companions when they would sit with him. And so Sayyidina Ali faqala, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallama da'im al-bishr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was constant in his joy. He always exuded a type of joy. It's not the kind of bubbly smile for a picture type of, you know, happiness of stupidity, but true happiness that comes from inside, even though a person may not be bubbling over, but there's a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose in life. He always exuded a type of joy. Sahl al-khuluq. He was always easy in his manners with people. Layyin al-janib. He was always soft with people. ليس بفظ ولا غليظ ولا سخاب ولا فحاش ولا عياب ولا مزاح. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wasn't harsh, nor was his company heavy to bear, nor did he walk around screaming at everybody, nor was he a person who was excessive in his speech or obscene in his actions, nor was he a person who walked around pointing out everything that's wrong with stuff. He would correct people when the time was there for it, when it was appropriate, but not everything he said was just like, this is bad, this is bad, this is wrong, you're a liar, you're this, that. He wasn't the person who just went around looking for deficiencies and things. Wala mazah, he wasn't the person who everything he did all the time was just joking. The greater part of his speech was seriousness. And even his joking sallallahu alayhi wasallam or his lighthearted moments were serious as well, because there is in it for us a sunnah. And so even though it may have been joking, but even that is serious because it's a sunnah for us. يَتَغَافَلُ عَمَّا لَا يَشْتَهِي. He would ignore the things that he didn't please him. وَلَا يُؤَسُ مِنْهُ رَاجِيَهُ. But he was such a person that if somebody hoped for something from him, that they wouldn't give up hope, because he wouldn't give them reason to give up hope in him. ولا يخيب فيه قد ترك نفسه من ثلاث المراء والإكثار وما لا يعنيه. He forced himself to give up three things, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is mirah. Mirah is argument, not the type of discussion that people have back and forth in order to learn something. You know, like, but what about this? And what about that? In order to learn something or to understand something. But mirah is the type of argument which is like, I'm going to make a fool out of you type of argument, or I'm going to shut you down. You know, it no longer becomes about the haqq, but it becomes personal. He forced his nafs to completely like abandon that. Ikthar, and excessiveness, and وَمَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ, and those things that don't concern him. وَتَرَكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ ثَلَاثًا, and he gave up from the people, doing with the people three things. كَانَ لَا يَذُمُّ أَحَدًا. He didn't used to like blame people. He didn't blame anybody. وَلَا يُعَيِّرُهُ, nor did he used to like point out their faults and their their errors. وَلَا يَطْلَبُوا عَوْرَتَهُ. And he didn't used to talk to them in such a way to search out people's faults. Some people say that, like, oh, I heard so-and-so, this and that. Is it true, really, what happened? And they just want to know, like, bad things about people or bad things that happened to them, or just to get the down low, you know? He wasn't interested in the down low, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was more interested in the Most High. وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ إِلَّا فِيمَا يَرْجُو ثَوَابَهُ. He didn't used to speak about anything except for it would be something that it could be hoped some thawab, some reward from Allah Ta'ala could be obtained through it. إِذَا تَكَلَّمَ أَطْرَقَ جُلَسَاؤُهُ كَأَنَّمَا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ الطَّيْرِ. When he spoke, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his julasa, the people would sit with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would be as if there were birds sitting on their heads. There are birds sitting on their heads. What does that, Hisham, what does that mean? What does that mean? If someone is sitting like there's a bird sitting on his head, what does that mean? How is he sitting?
Very attentive.
Very attentive, very still. Because if you move, obviously bird's not going to land there in the first place. If it does, it's definitely going to fly away. So they're so still as if birds were sitting on their heads. This is something important also. I mean, it's worth repeating. When you read the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with isnad, the adab is that you listen just as if you are hearing from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. And you and I never had the opportunity to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that sense during his life. But you still can show adab with him, and you'll still reward. You know, some people are sensitive to these things, some people are not. If you're not, then go, balle balle, you know, akal nahi mojai mojai, go enjoy yourself. You have no akal, it's saying in Punjabi. If you don't have any akal, then go have fun, go enjoy yourself, right? But for the person who's sensitive to this thing, know that this is the way you can show adab to the, one of the many ways you can show adab to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fulfills haq. And when you meet him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this world, in your dreams or in your visions, and in the next world, when you meet him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hereafter, right? The uns you feel with him, this is something that happens, like if you meet a celebrity from TV, you watch their show all the time or whatever, you meet him in real life, it's awkward. Why? Because you feel like a connection with the person, and that person's like, who is this guy, you know? It's not like that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there'll be some real connection. That connection will benefit you on that day. It's not just oh, I'm your biggest fan, can you sign my autograph? No, it'll be like, yeah, this guy used to have adab for me in this world, just let him in with me. You know, I mean, it's something that that will have benefit. That's our iman, you know. مَنْ ذَلِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who will make shafa'a with Allah Ta'ala except for with his permission? He's the one who's going to be, say, irfa' sal tu'ta ishfa' tu shafa', raise your head and ask for something so I can give it to you, and make intercession for someone so I can accept your intercession. That's like the first thing that will happen on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's not just that it will happen, it's like the first thing, the first good thing that will happen on Yawm al-Qiyamah to us is that. So you know, take this opportunity. So that when they would sit, they would sit as if there were birds perched on their heads. By the way, that's for the Arabic, when the Arabic is being read with isnad. This thing, like, you know, I'm talking, this, if you have to go, you can go. But at least when the Arabic is being read, you should sit with the adab as if it's, you know, he's physically present, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if he's physically present, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا سَكَتَ تَكَلَّمُوا وَإِذَا تَكَلَّمَ سَكَتُوا. When he would stop talking, that's the only time they would talk. And when he would talk, they would always be silent, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is also the adab we should show with our teachers and with our elders and with the salihin, with the righteous. وَلَا يَتَنَازَعُونَ عِنْدَهُ. That they don't argue, they didn't used to argue with each other in his presence, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also important, right? تَنَازُع is what? Like arguing with each other? Don't argue with each other in his presence, alayhi salatu wa salam. And don't argue with each other in the presence of your elders, in the presence of your teachers, in the presence of your the righteous people of your qawm. You know, hold back from that. يَضْحَكُ مِمَّا يَضْحَكُونَ مِنْهُ. He would laugh at the same jokes that they would laugh at. The same things that they thought was funny, he would think is funny, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well. وَيَتَعَجَّبُ مِمَّا يَتَعَجَّبُونَ مِنْهُ. And he would find, like, wonderful or strange what they would find wonderful and strange as well. وَيَصْبِرُ لِلْغَرِيبِ عَلَى الْجَفْوَةِ في منطقه ومسألته حتى إذا كان أصحابه يستحلبون في المنطق. He would be patient with people and with their bad manners, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be patient with them and their bad manners and their bad speech and their bad way of asking him things. Even though they would like, the expression is literally like they would milk him with their speech. And I think that that's something people would understand. They just squeeze every last drop out of him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he'd still be patient with the speech of a stranger, a gharib, someone who doesn't know any better. This is another thing. Oftentimes we hear about the good akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're like, yeah, everyone should be like that with me. That's not the point. The point is you should be like that with other people, right? This is mentioned the gharib, right? If you come to the masjid and you've been like, mashallah, going to Iqra school and you know going to Jummah khutbah for a while, you should also then subject your own conduct to scrutiny. Don't expect other people to give you good akhlaq, but you should be in a position that you're not expecting the akhlaq from them, but you're giving it out to others as well. وَيَقُولُ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ صَاحِبَ حَاجَةٍ فَارْفَدُوهُ. He would say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you see a person who has any need, go ahead and help him. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ الثَّنَاءَ إِلَّا مِن مُكَافِئٍ. He wouldn't accept the praise of anyone except for if that person was just praising him because he did something good for them, and just as an adab, he's making, like someone says, Jazakallahu khairan, right? That's mukafa'a. You did something good for them, they give you a dua. He would accept that, but other than that, he wouldn't accept praise from people. He wouldn't accept people that you know, sycophantry from people. وَلَا يَقْطَعُ عَلَى أَحَدٍ حَدِيثَهُ حَتَّى يَجُوزَهُ فَيَقْطَعَهُ بِانْتِهَاءٍ أَوْ قِيَامٍ. He didn't used to cut off a person when they were speaking until it was proper for that to happen. And so the way he would end his speech with people is when that person was done talking or when it was time to get up and leave. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, give us the barakah and the tawfiq of implementing the beautiful sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our lives. Sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.